Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Today, we salute the men and women who've served our country and their families who also have sacrificed. And I want to introduce you to someone who inspires me every day. His name is Jason Wiley. Jason, good morning and thank you for your service.
Oh, thank you, Larry. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. It's been too long since we've chatted.
We first met, it's about the Warrior Foundation, simply at a golf outing. And not knowing you then and having the story that you have shared has been more than inspirational for just me, so many people. You served as a medic, correct, at one point?
I did. I was a medic for 16 years. I saw service in Iraq and Afghanistan and also spent a year in Korea.
And you returned in 2005, so 20 years ago from Iraq.
Yeah.
But you were feeling it, PTSD.
Yeah. From the time I got back, I had started PTSD and you know, had all the symptoms and wasn't sleeping. And I hit it for probably close to 18 years of my life because, you know, the stigma and everything else that was going on. And I just one day had enough and decided it was time to change. And here we are.
And this is a couple of years ago where you really found a passion for running. And I mean, I'm talking Forrest Gump level running for you.
Yeah, it really is. I actually just ran a 50K on Saturday, 6 hours and 17 minutes. So I paid it forward. It was another Veterans Foundation that put on a trail fest, and we went out and pounded some miles.
And this is on top of dealing with your own physical issues. You battled, and I watched you do this, and I couldn't believe how you were able to persevere and move forward.
Yeah, it's I have lung disease as well from the toxic exposure, and I'm on chemo. So it's either sit around and feel sorry for myself or get out and make the world better. And that's my goal here, is to inspire the world. Just let everybody know that from the bottom of the barrel, you can still get out and you can make yourself better 1% every day and change your life around.
Jason, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Worthington, PA, which is, I went to Kittanning High School. It's about an hour from Pittsburgh.
I'm very familiar with Kittanning in Armstrong County.
Yeah.
And what changed for you? Just a couple of years. How did you get sober? How did you get right? How did you become this inspirational person that so many people look up to?
It honestly started in the hospital bed whenever they had to do a lung biopsy to figure out exactly what was going on with my lungs. And I was laying there with a chest tube in my chest and I kind of looked around in a bunch of pain and thought, you know, this isn't the way that it should be. And my kids shouldn't see me like this. So I walked out of the hospital and I think my first run was about 0.6 miles. And here we are 2.5 years later.
And you have paid it forward, as you mentioned, helping a fellow veteran with the most recent run. But I want you to share how Kurt may have helped save your life.
Yeah, so Kurt, for those that don't know me, is my service dog through Tales of Valor, which is just a wonderful place. They posted something one time on social media, and it was shared. It was a dog about Holland, and I served with a kid named Holland, and they named the dog after him. He was killed in Afghanistan. So I reached out, and it was kind of a whirlwind, and I was paired with Kurt, and Kurt has well changed my life. It's I'm able to go out in public. I used to not be able to spend 10 minutes out there, and now I can go out for a full day and not have to worry about it. So just life-changing stuff.
So when I first met you, you were still hiding and dealing with your issues, correct?
Oh, absolutely, big time. I think we first met in maybe 18 or 19.
Yes, sir. And
so, yeah.
But somehow we made a connection. And somehow through this process, I followed your story. And that's why I say you're an inspiration, because what you have done has truly been remarkable. What do you attribute it to?
I turned to my faith. I slowly turned to my faith as the whole thing started to process. And God's just placed some things in my life that just you can't deny. And it's just not, you know, you think about fate, but it's just you just can't say it's fate whenever you start putting these good people in your life and things start to happen for you because you're working on yourself and trying to make yourself the best person you can. So it's been wonderful.
When I say we salute the men and women of service, we also include the family members who have sacrificed. And your wife's been through a lot, and she stuck with you too.
Yeah, she's the best. She's the glue that holds the family together. And now she's not only my wife, she's my crew chief and keeps me organized on these long runs.
And before you got your service dog, Kurt, you had trouble going out into public in the crowds.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, we would go to the mall and I wouldn't last 10 minutes, 15 minutes. We'd have to go home and the kids would be upset. And you know, so, and they didn't totally get it. They don't totally understand it. And now that I have Kurt, it's not something we have to worry about. We can just go out and just have a good time and not worry about all the other things that are going through my head.
What is it that bond with a dog like Kurt that allows you to be the man you want to be?
It's just so hard to explain, Larry. I think it's almost like you have your best friend with you all the time. And, you know, he kind of distracts me from my own head. You know, he's there and I can just love on him and he's just always happy. And, you know, it's just so hard to explain.
Trails of Valor, Paws of Honor. What do you want to say to your fellow veterans today?
I just want to thank them for their service and let them know that they're not alone. Reach out to a veteran, reach out to a friend. We're all struggling. Even on my best days, there's still days that I struggle. And it's just that you gotta be 1% better every day, work on yourself. And, sometimes you gotta be selfish and, that's what it is. But thank you so much for your service. Thank you for your willingness to fight for this country. And we love each and every one of you.
And that said, you continue to inspire me with your courage and what you've done. Jason, thank you. If you don't mind, I want to share on our social media the story of Trails of Valor with you and your service dog, Kurt.
Yeah, Tales of Valor. Yeah, absolutely you can. Yep.
Tales of Valor. Jason Wiley, Staff Sergeant, Medic, United States Army. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Larry. I appreciate you so much.
To Myra Rush in studio from our newsroom. Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
What's trending?
It's Veterans Day.
It is.
Happy Veterans Day. My dad was a veteran. Chris Moore, my second pop's a veteran. So shout out.
Vietnam veteran.
Yes, absolutely. Chris.
I remember the heart-wrenching journey he took back to Vietnam, which they documented on WQED.
Yes.
Very
powerful. It was
powerful.
Yeah, very. I mean, he has some war stories for sure. So.
Which branch did your father serve?
Army.
Yeah, mine too.
Mm-hmm.
He served at the end of World War II, lied about his age to get in, and ended up guarding Japanese prisoners in the Philippines.
Oh, wow.
At age 17.
Wow. You couldn't get these kids to even step foot in many
branches of the government.
Some schools don't even have it anymore. ROTC was kind of a big thing in Penn Hills. I believe they still have it. I'm not quite sure. Actually, they do. A girlfriend of mine, her daughter's going into the Air Force. They pushed that back then. You know, a lot of kids weren't interested in going to four-year colleges and universities. And kids were like, hey, let's do it. And which I think is great. Teach it discipline and things that some of our kids are lacking today.
Sometimes that may be the focus they need to get a really good start.
Yeah, absolutely. There's nothing wrong with a little discipline. Some people have it, some people don't. So, you know, it's Veterans Day. Let's go. What's open? What's closed?
Well, it's a federal holiday, so you're not getting your mail, which means you won't get the bills. But if you were waiting for something good, that's not coming.
Yes. Restaurants that are offering free meals and beverages, Sheetz. The Altoona-based chain is offering a free meal and car wash to all veterans and active duty military personnel.
Yeah, you can get a sub and a drink at a car wash.
Oh, how about that? That's nice. Primanti Brothers Restaurant and Bar, active and retired military can get an all-famous sandwich with a Primanti Brothers sandwich, which is good. Applebee's, Bob Evans Farmhouse and Kitchen, Chili's Grill and Bar, Golden Corral, Outback Steakhouse, of course, McDonald's, IHOP, and Starbucks. Other restaurants offering free items include Denny's, Red Robin, Cracker Barrel, Buffalo Wild Wings, Chipotle, Little Caesars, and more.
Well, we appreciate all the businesses that are recognizing veterans with those premium opportunities.
I think that that's needed. It's a way to thank our veterans, right? They don't get enough. I mean, you do a tremendous job with your programs with veterans, and I can't say enough about really and truly what you do. I mean, there's a connection there. And to see that come to fruition and happen, Wounded Warriors, and it's amazing.
I just think when you think about it, at any given time, just about 1% of the population is in active service. Mm-hmm. And there are about 6% overall over the years who have served in some way, shape, or form. And I just think when they served, no matter what they did, what branch, what assignment, they were doing that for the government and for fighting for each other. Mm-hmm. And the rest of us owe them a great debt of gratitude.
Right.
And I don't question veterans. I don't. I let them, if they want to share something, I don't ask questions.
Isn't it amazing to see when you're in the military, gender doesn't matter, race doesn't matter. It's like you guys are in there together. Like you have to have my back and I clearly have to have yours. I mean, those things in the military, it's like such a strong sisterhood and a brotherhood. And then it's amazing to see once you're back home how things, you know, are different.
Chris Moore really details that very well. For the Vietnam veterans, they were mostly drafted. Mm-hmm. You know, we have had the draft in place since after the Vietnam War. So a lot of those, you know, the wealthier people that did got their deferments and didn't go, for a lot of cases, it was, you know, people put in situations where maybe they didn't grow up with somebody that looked like them,
yeah,
but now they have
absolutely
to fight with them
yeah
and survive with them. Mm-hmm. And I've been told that the bond of that
yeah
never leaves you. Unfortunately, when a lot of them came back, particularly from Vietnam, they didn't get the welcome home, even though they were literally yanked out of society to serve.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Right.
So,
right.
And every veteran story is different.
Right.
And a lot of people obviously enlisted. A lot of people after 9/11 wanted to do something and did.
Right.
And that's been now almost a quarter of a century since that war started.
You know who was the most pristine military guy ever here?
Bob Copper.
Absolutely.
And you know what?
Absolutely.
The late anchorman, Bob Copper, was a United States Marine.
He was sharper than any knife in your drawer.
We used to joke, you can find Bob Copper's desk because it's the only one with sandbags around it. Remember, he had a coffee cup with a picture of the flag raising at Iwo Jima.
Oh, yeah. And
He
would always say it because people were like, oh, you were a Marine. He's like, never. Once a Marine, always a Marine.
And I got to share something you'll appreciate. This came from Chris LaSala, who's the director of football operations for the Pitt Panthers, and I got to find it because it's that important to share, because yesterday was the 250th anniversary of the founding of the United States Marines, right?
Okay.
And he sent me this quote from Ronald Reagan, of all people.
Okay.
"Some people spend an entire lifetime wondering if they've made a difference. The Marines don't have that problem."
Uh-huh. Okay. Sir, yes, sir.
In honor of Bob Coppler.
If I were in the military, what branch would you, do you think I would go into? I thought about it.
You'd be a high flyer. Air Force.
Absolutely.
Did I guess right?
Yes, absolutely.
Outstanding.
Alrighty.
Thank you, T.
Bye. Happy Veterans Day.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with one of our hometown heroes, Dave Gray. Coach, good morning.
Hey, Larry.
Sometimes
How are you, Larry?
You meet people in your life and you wonder, first of all, you never age. And I met you many, many moons ago, and you are still coaching kids and actually helping adults too. And I understand you're going to be speaking to our Pittsburgh Odyssey team here with five radio stations. So congratulations, by the way, on your new book, Next Point Wins, a Playbook for Future Champions.
I certainly appreciate that, Larry. And it's been a journey. This new book that I have, that I've written, is it's really a lifetime of lessons and valuable experience that I've had since being a child. I recently started talking about my own childhood, where I grew up in foster home. So for the first 8 years of my life, I was moved from family to family, school to school. And all growing up, and even as a young adult, you know, I was struggling to find my identity, to figure out what my purpose was. And so that's my mission here with this book, is to tell these kids and these young people, these middle schoolers and high schoolers, that, hey, I see you, and you matter. And so I've compiled a book of valuable lessons. It's like a playbook. So it's through the lens of me as a coach, and who's ever reading it, you're my player. And together we're going to formulate a plan to really define who we are, find our identity, and really be the best versions of ourselves. And so that's what this book is. And I'm so excited, and thank you for allowing me to talk about it.
As the founder of CDG Sports Events, when I first met you, I had you working with my young son, and then eventually my daughters, like so many other parents have, to increase their sports acumen and excitement. And truly, when I met you, I thought, wow, 1988 graduate of North Allegheny High School. There's always a Pittsburgh connection with that, with the Gretsch family. And Dave, over the years, and I'm not just saying this, your enthusiasm and positivity never has wavered that I've ever seen. And I joke to you, you never age on top of that. But originally, I had no idea the challenges you had as a young person. And what was it that helped you overcome feeling lost?
You know, really, it was the coaches and the teachers and the people in my life that, as few as there were, they took my hand and they wouldn't let me fail. And so there's certain people, like you mentioned, the Gretsch family, Chris Gretsch, my best friend, that, you know, unfortunately, unexpectedly passed away a year after we started our business in 1996. The time I spent with him and learned from him, it was so impactful to me. And so it's those people that you meet in your life that I believe God places in your life to change you in a way that you couldn't do yourself. And so, and that's what this book does. And that's what I aim to do. Is, I have a saying when I do assemblies and team buildings, it's make someone's eyes shine. And you want to let people know that, hey, I see you, you matter. And so that's what people did in my life. And I remember those people, and that's who I want to be each and every day to every single person I engage with. I want to make their eyes shine, let them know that they matter. And it's a ripple effect, Larry. Once you do that, be confident, and they'll make someone else shine and I shine. And really, that's the key.
We're with Dave Gray, Coach Dave Gray. His new book is out and available. Next Point Wins, a playbook for future champions. I'm curious. I know you also obviously love sports yourself, but in particular, you have this Puerto Rican connection and with Roberto Clemente. How did that happen?
Yes. My mother, Gladys Gray, was born and raised in Puerto Rico. And at the age of 17, she made the bold, courageous decision to move to Pittsburgh to, help her family back in Puerto Rico live a better life. So she wanted to come over to the States and work and send back money. So in the 50s, she flew to Puerto Rico. And wouldn't you know it, Puerto Rico has that connection, just like Pittsburgh does with each other. And the first person she met was Roberto Clemente. And so they made a connection. They became very close friends. So that's how my family has that connection. And my mother still tells me to this day, you know, just great stories about his character and who he was off of the field. And that helps motivate and inspire me to carry on that legacy. So, family friend and someone that I look up to as a role model.
Somebody calls you the Mr. Rogers of youth sports. I can see that, actually having the chance to meet Mr. Rogers. Positivity. What's your message going to be to the Odyssey team here, who are a little older than some of the younger people that you work with daily?
Yeah, I've been thinking about it. It was going to be a surprise, but I guess I'll let them know now. But it's, you know, make character your most important piece of equipment. No matter what you do in sports or in business, you have equipment that you use or wear to help you be the best person that you can be. But the number one piece of equipment, your most valuable attribute, is your character. And so once we build our character and define who we are and where we are headed and how we can help one another, we are going to be champions. And so I can't wait to speak to your group there at Odyssey.
That's why you're one of our hometown champions, Dave, and a great friend. Thank you, and good luck with the book, too.
Thank you. Can I just mention where you can pre-order a book right now? And if you do, I will sign the book. And you can go to nextpointwinsbook.com. That's nextpointwinsbook.com. And I'll also be holding a book signing event at D1 Training in Cranberry on December 20th. And also Sorgo Orchards over the in December sometime. So if you go to that website, you can find out the information.
Next,
so thank you so much,
wins.
Larry.
Oh, Dave, you're the best, man. Congrats.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
Coach Dave Gray, I'm fired up this whole hour. Talk to inspirational people in this town. You don't have to go far to find great people.
It passed last night, a bill to reopen the government. Pennsylvania's John Fetterman was one of the 8 Democrats who voted with Republicans. Why did they do it?
I think collectively within the caucus, they realized this has to end. And now the kinds of mass chaos now that we've been facing. And, you know, I've been one of the very few that have been voting consistently from the beginning that it's always wrong to shut our government down.
He has, and was joined, obviously, by additional senators. So the total was, 60?
Right on 60 votes, what they need to get it done. Now the House has a vote scheduled on this tomorrow afternoon at 4, and if it is passed, and that is expected to happen, the president will have the bill to sign post-haste. A week from today, that new terminal at Pittsburgh International is opening. Airport Authority spokesman Bob Gerlich talked with Larry about that a little bit earlier this morning.
It will open overnight. So the last flights of Monday, November 17th, after those are done, the old terminal will close. Those roads will be closed and the roads will be open to the new terminal.
It's exciting on many levels. Even if you're not flying anytime real soon, you know what's going to happen. People in Pittsburgh, we're slow to accept change. Where am I going at? There's 6,000 additional parking spaces. 3 of those thousands are indoors at a new garage right up against it.
And a dozen TSA checkpoints to go through. It's going to make it a lot faster to get through that. And, you know, my hope is, Larry, is that by the time we get to Thanksgiving, if the shutdown does end, hopefully they can get the air traffic controllers back to work, because we've got an anticipated 31 million people traveling by by air on Thanksgiving. That is a lot of people, probably a record.
Hopefully, yeah, it seems like it's going to time out well.
And the Penguins are in Stockholm in Sweden. They're playing the Predators a couple of games for the Global Series in the NHL.
Yeah, what are they going to do all week? Like, they're there now.
I'll bet they're having a good time outside of practicing. I mean, Stockholm, I'd love to be in Stockholm in the fall.
I've never been to Sweden.
I'd like to do Scandinavia. I'd like to get to Denmark, Norway as well, maybe Finland.
So, Friday's game is at 2 p.m., Sunday's game, 9 a.m.
Yay! So guess what I get to watch?
It's a hockey day in Sweden. Thank
you. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.